Radio.
You can't have failed to notice. There's a partial eclipse of the sun happening as we speak. It started about half an hour ago, and in about half an hour it peaks, and we, at the end of this slot, are going to go outside with our pinhole card and look not at the sun, but at the card. Okay, so we're standing outside the studio, and Sue and I are standing here with the pinhole card, and Sue is holding the one with the hole up, reflecting the eclipse onto a card, and it is beautiful. It's a crescent slither, and as we have stood here outside at the studio, it has got smaller, and we're heading in about 3 or 4 minutes towards its final small size.
No, you need a card to shine it onto.
You need to reflect it. One of our guests has just turned up and is needing a second piece of paper, Sam. Go and grab a second piece of paper.
I must point out that this is upside down. Pinholes produce an upside down effect. So the crescent we're seeing is at the top, but in fact, it's at the bottom.
Ah, so like a camera obscura, yeah, it so reverts. It
exactly, yes. But isn't that clear? It's wonderful. It's just like a new moon. So we still have time to go.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm having to wave things around to get the best image, but that's pretty sharp, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When we came out of the studio, we felt much colder. Mm. There is one bird over there who obviously doesn't know that there's an eclipse going on, because he's gaily singing and happily gathering his nest material, I suspect. But the rest of the birds aren't singing. Everything, the sky is quite grey. Looking over Wiveliscombe's roofs, it really is quite strange and grey and overcast. Birds are flying around, but they're not singing. Here we have the eclipse happening as we speak. So again, Sue, tell us what we're seeing, because Sam's just come out with her card and her pinhole, and she's coming to look. Sam, come and give us look at this one and see how it's looking on this card. Yeah. Isn't it lovely? That's right. So hold it this far apart from the card. And Samantha's getting it. Do you see? You've got it there. So that's right. So we're experimenting. But it's a pure crescent. There you are.
The important thing with your two cards is to have the angle right. The card with the pinhole in it needs to be just about at right angles to the rays of the sun coming in. And then put the other card about 3 feet, yes, about 3 feet away from it, and just juggle around with the angles a little bit, and you'll find you get a sharper picture. But it's really quite impressive. Even if it's a fuzzy picture, you can still see that it is a crescent. Bear in mind always that this pinhole is a reverse of what's actually happening, so that although the crescent looks as though it's at the top, it's actually at the bottom. It's the bottom bit of the sun that's showing. And meanwhile, the light is going. Yes. It really is quite gloomy.
And there are birds flying over there towards Wiveliscombe, but they're not speaking. The blackbird over there is still continuing, but he must be perhaps visually impaired, and so not sure about what's going on. But apart from that, everywhere does feel quiet and calm and grey and unusual. Yes. How exciting. We can hear noises emanating from various places. People hopefully are standing around, safely looking through their pinholes onto a card and doing it properly, or their colanders or their ponds. So, Sue, we are seeing a perfect crescent reversed.
Yes, indeed. And it does tell you, interestingly enough, of course, that the moon is round, because the inside part of the crescent is round. So there's the roundness of the moon. And the sun also looks round.
I wonder if the moon knows what it's doing to us to make us so excited. I kind of sense it doesn't.
Well, the other interesting thing, of course, to note is that we're looking at the side of the moon that we never see, because it's never lit up by the sun.
Dark side of the moon.
The dark side of the moon. As the moon goes round the Earth, it also rotates at a time which coincides with the
Derek's just come out.
Just saying, that's the clearest I've seen it. When we had the previous one in the 90s, was it late?
Yes.
It was nothing like that where I was. It got very cloudy, and it came and it went, but no way was it as clear as that.
I agree, Derek. It was completely cloudy on that day. It was actually the 11th of August, 1999. I was recovering from major surgery, sitting at home, and so keen to see this, and it was just cloud. It was frustrating.
It was very frustrating. We had a whole sort of a reception thing in a lovely hotel garden, and the clouds came over, and that was the end of it. Terrible. Nice to have a few drinks, but on at lunchtime. But
the point was lost.
The point was lost. Yeah.
Well, this is fantastic.
I have to say, the birds are still singing away.
Well,
so
it's just that one blackbird. We're figuring the blackbird kind of doesn't get it. But anyway, generally the birds aren't singing, and they're not flying, and everywhere's very calm. Not even much traffic. Mm. It's interesting. Well, here we are. We've just passed the absolute peak of the partial eclipse.
Because if you notice, the moon has shifted across and the crescent is now slightly on its side. It was at one point completely on the top, yes. And now it's just shifted to one side and the moon is coming off on the image to the left.
And in fact, now in the southern Midlands, they're seeing what we were seeing 3 or 4 minutes ago.
The picture we saw is now travelling northeastwards across the country. So in the Midlands, they'll be seeing a total, well, as total as it's going to be for them, while we see a gradually increasing piece of sun. Mm-hmm. The crescent is actually getting bigger, isn't it?
It is getting bigger. It's passing now. We've seen the maximum eclipse. We're now going to hand back to the desk, retrench, and say goodbye to our partial eclipse of the sun 2015. It's been fascinating, Sue. Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. It's so exciting, folks. It really is.